think about that. That's smoking hot, baby. That's some hard rock. Reminiscent of Pantera, clearly. There's an obvious, like, Dimebag Darrell thing going on there. You can hear some, maybe a little Cannibal Corpse. Maybe a little Shredded Scrotum. You know, Shredded Scrotum. A lot of that. You can hear that in there. Maybe, like, the early works of, the Prolapsed Anus. Not that latter day, like, when they went commercial on us. I'm talking about the early, the first two PA albums. You know, back when Prolapsed Anus was pure. You know, a lot of that's woven through the intro music. So I hope you enjoyed that. Actually, I don't want to disappoint you, but that's not going to be the permanent intro. Because in classic Jeff K. fashion, I'm starting my new podcast. It's not really new, as you can hear. You can already hear the familiar stumbling and bumbling. But it's not super new, but it's renamed. It's now the West Virginia Surf Report Podcast, formerly the Jeff K. Show, which was a shit name from the get-go. You know, I already told that whole story. It was going to be for patrons over at patreon.com. But it became something bigger than that. And then I'm stuck with this name. I'm like, what the? You know, nobody knows who Jeff K is. This is stupid. So, I mean, it was kind of like ironic. That's the reason I chose that name, is because it's ironic. I thought it was going to be heard by maybe 50 people tops. You know, so it's a joke. Now I'm stuck with it. I got it out on the network, as they say. But I thought, well, maybe I'm not stuck with it. Why can't I just rename it? And that's what I've done. It's called, and now it's the West Virginia Surf Report Podcast. And I'm starting the inaugural, is that the way you say that word? Inaugural episode right now. And I don't have the music. So there you go. I emailed the guy who did the music for the original Jeff K. Show, and he's in Argentina. He's like, well, he goes, I can do it, but I don't know if you know what's going on down here. We got some problems. Society's breaking down. You know, so I don't know. You know, I don't know when I can be able to turn this thing around for you. Because I don't know how fast I can do a custom intro, outro, because we're like turning towards cannibalism at this point. So, it'd probably be a few clicks down on my priority list, your little, podcast intro, I'm like, all right, well, I think I'm going to take a pass on that. So I don't know. I don't think I do have another. There's another situation where I will probably have a brand new, I'm hoping by the next episode, I'm hoping there'll be brand new intro/outro music. In the meantime, I'm using this placeholder. It's from one of those Podshare websites. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but now that everybody in the world is a podcaster, there's this whole cottage industry that's formed where they basically cater to the needs of the millions of podcasters out there, you know? So, and one of the main things is you can't put the Beatles, you can't use a Beatles song as your intro music, or you can't use like Bruce Springsteen. I mean, like if I use Jungle Land, for instance, as the intro to this thing, there's probably a good chance nobody'd give a shit. Nobody'd say a word. You know, and you could probably get away with it for years, unless it became super popular. If it became popular, then you might have trouble, but I probably could get away with that for years. But you don't know if the FBI is going to show up someday, kick my front door down, just kick it clean off the hinges, come in here, taser my ass repeatedly, throw me in zip ties, and haul me off to some prison underneath a mountain. I don't know. I mean, that's a possibility. So you can't just be using, Can't use Sympathy for the Devil as your intro music, because the zip tie taser in your ass possibility exists. So now there's this thing called PodSafe Music. There's websites. There's like 50,000, maybe 5 million, I don't know, of these little sound clips that you can use. And they're licensed, you know, they're unlicensed, or I don't know what the phraseology is, but you can use them, and the artist is cool with it. So you can just go to a search engine, you put in what genre you want it to be in, and then there's like millions of them pop up. You just like find one, use it, download it, and there you go. Rock and roll, baby. So that's where I got that thing. It's a temporary placeholder, although I kind of like it. It's very cheesy. And you know what the name of it is? That's right, Cheese. The name of the song is Cheese. All right. So anyway, that's the story there. Hopefully by the next episode, I'll have the full-blown permanent intro music. And I just want to let you know, this is going to be exactly the same as the Jeff K Show. We're going to do a Monday episode. We're going to do a Thursday episode. The Monday's going out to the full network. The whole world, baby, is going to get the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. It's available everywhere. Maybe on other planets. It's unclear to me. I don't know how far Spotify reaches or iTunes, but it's going to be out there. And then the Thursday show, it's for patrons only over at patreon.com/JeffK. Go over there and sign up for a patronage, and you get the second episode every Thursday as it's released. You get all the old Jeff K shows too. They're still there. Some of those things are pretty damn funny. You know, I'm not going to say all of them are. Let's not get carried away. But, you know, some of them are good. There's some gold in there. That might also be pushing it. But you know what I'm saying. You can go over to patreon.com/JeffK, sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. It's called a patronage in their terminology. Put it on a credit card. The first of every month, they'll charge it. And then you'll have access to, a whole universe of comedy gold. All right, clearly I'm taking it too far. But anyway, you can do that. If you want to double down on the West Virginia Surf Report, do it today. Jeff K. What is it? Patreon.com/JeffK. All right, there you go. All right, so I wanted to tell you guys about some mistakes that we made. We went on our big trip that we've been yammering on and on and on about, you know, the Myrtle Beach trip. I mean, I think we bored everybody we know and people we don't even know. You know, the winter for some reason was really rough on us. I don't have an issue with winter. I kind of like cold weather. But what I have an issue with is the constant slick roads. And it felt like it was all the time this winter. So that sucks it. And so, you know, we had this early trip planned to the beach. And that was going to be the official start of the summer season, 2019. And so we were really excited about it. I mean, it's Myrtle Beach. We've been there. I've been there a million times. Tony's been there lots of times, too. So, but, you know, it's fun down there. It's like a party. And so we're looking forward to it, talking about it probably too much. And we, at the last minute, we got these airline tickets. This isn't going to be, there's two main errors that we made on this trip. But this first one, the airline ticket, that's not one of the two main complaints. But it's a preliminary complaint. It's a pre-complaint. All right. So I'll tell you about that. We bought these things that were cheap. I think they were like $215 round trip, and they were like $450 when we were looking at it, because it's so early in the season, you know, that's what the problem is. So at $215, that was like almost like a buy one get one free. In fact, it was better than that. So anyway, we got these tickets, and they flew out of here. That was the exciting thing. They flew out of Scranton. So usually we have to travel before we travel. You know, we have to go to Allentown, Newark, Philadelphia. And this thing flew right out of here. Okay, that sounds great. I mean, we're like super excited. We're not going to have to drive 11 hours or whatever it is. So we're fired up, baby. And that was a tactical error. It's not one of the main two. This is a pre-complaint. The problem with that is that both airplanes, okay, we have a layover, like a massive layover. The first, when we go down there, or on the way down, it's a 2.5 hour layover in the Philly airport. And the airplane that we were on was tiny. It's one of those ones where there's two seats on one side of the aisle, one seat on the other side of the aisle, things roaring loud. And the thing's like, you know, I mean, it fills every bump in the road, so to speak. The thing's like jostling, like, you know, it feels like, you're just flying along and it just like drops like 100 feet or something. The thing's like, boom, you know, just bumping you around. Really, really loud, you know. And so you're packed in. The thing's like built for like, I don't know, like 1945 Japanese men. I don't know. I'm a large man, and I can load a chair up, baby, the best of them. And so I was packed in, and there's like some stranger sitting beside me, like snapping her gum. I'm like wedged between the armrests, and my legs are like, oh God. I mean, I'm only 6 foot. That's not super tall. I'm not like some giant. But it's not made for 6 footers. It's made for 5'5"s, you know. So it's completely uncomfortable. So you get down, it's roaring. I couldn't even listen to anything with my headphones, with my earbuds, because it was so damn loud. So then we get down to Philly. You got to sit around that airport for hours. And then you get on another plane, it's exactly like that one, you know. And on the second leg, we weren't even sitting together. You know, we were, in fact, the first one, I think we were sitting across the aisle from each other. The second one, we were like, you know, we weren't even together, you know? So that sucked. I was like pressed in there, some old lady, you know, it didn't feel like it. I know for a fact that our seat belts were like intertwined. So when she would lean to one side, I don't know what she was doing, farting, possible. But if she would lean to one side, I could feel it tugging on my seatbelt too. So it was a mess. It was highly uncomfortable. And it's so loud. It's like you're flying in some World War I, you know, one of those ones that's just an open cockpit, you know. So that sucks. That's terrible. I mean, it's just a miserable day. Oh, by the way, I'm going to get off on a tangent. When we got to the airport here in Scranton, you know, these people act like that, you know, you should know the routine, right? The TSA workers. The problem is every airport is different. Like every single airport you go to, they have different requests, different requirements, I guess. Like sometimes you have to take your shoes off. Sometimes you don't have to take your shoes off. Sometimes you have to take your electronics out. Sometimes you don't. I mean, you don't know what you're getting. I mean, there's no consistency, you know? So we get up there and the woman's like yelling at me, take your shoes off, you know, take everything out of your pockets. And then they don't push it through the tunnel or the x-ray machine. And the woman's like, sir, tend to your belongings. Tend to your belongings. Like, what is this? Like boot camp or something? Like literally yelling at me. And she makes this snide remark. She goes, you don't travel much, do you? Was that an insult? Fuck you. You know, shove it up your ass. You can take this overnight bag and shove it up your ass, you know? So then we get, you know, then they pull me to the side. This guy's got like, you know, rubber gloves on, like he's going to go in up my ass with it. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. He's like, we're going to have to do a pat down. I'm like, whatever, do whatever you need to do. I'm like giving him attitude, you know, it's a wonder I wasn't like taken in for questioning. I don't know. But the woman's like, tend to your belongings, sir, you know, oh my God. So I'm already pissed, you know. I took everything out of my pocket. I was doing exactly what they... I don't want to get into it. But anyway, so the whole traveling thing was horrible. All right? That sucked it. And so we get down there, and it's pouring down the rain. All right, here's the number one, you know, mistakes were made. That's the name of this episode. Mistakes were made. Okay, this is the first real mistake. We went too early in the season. It's still questionable. The weather is not good, you know. We were there for a week, and it went from hell to paradise and back again. It started out as hell. It was raining. It was cold. You know, the sky's all gray. It's not, there's nothing uplifting about it at all. I think when we got there, it wasn't too bad, but then it was raining and, but it was, you know, it was kind of like off and on. We went and got our rental car and all that jazz. And it was nice. Some big ass sedan. I don't remember what it was. Some kind of Acura or something. So that was fine. We went out to dinner and all that stuff. But then it just turned cold. And, you know, you just don't know. That early in the season, you can't rely on the weather, because it could be absolute perfection or it can be complete hell. So the first 2 days, I'm not counting Sunday because we flew in there on Sunday. It was in the evening when we got there. That was reasonably okay, but it was raining. Kind of misty. We went out to dinner at this place called the River City Cafe, right on the ocean. Fantastic. I said, yeah, this thing's kicking in, baby. So then from there, I was downhill. Monday was cold and wintry, you know, windy, raining. And Tuesday was even worse. I mean, just terrible weather. So we're at the beach. What are you supposed to do? I mean, we're at the beach. This trip that we've been, I can't wait. We're like, for weeks out, we're like, I can't wait till Myrtle Beach. I can't wait. It's going to be so great. It's going to be the best thing ever. We get down there, and it's raining at a 45-degree angle. It's windy as shit. Cold. Like, super cold. So we end up in a mall. We're at the beach. We're sitting on a bench outside a Yankee Candle. You know, what the hell? This is not what we had in mind. Everybody, the mall is just packed out. Like, everybody had the same idea. So there's millions of people at the mall. We're sitting on a bench outside Yankee Candle. I said, this is not, I mean, we could do this in Scranton. We could do this in Wilkes-Barre. You know, this is not, this sucks it, you know? So that was a disappointment. We did walk through the Costco, though. That was kind of fun. They have the big liquor section at the Costco store. Up here in Pennsylvania, they have all these weird liquor laws where you can't, I mean, I don't want to get into that either, but you can't buy, like, liquor at a grocery store or you can't even buy beer at most grocery stores. If you do, you have to go in some specific entrance, you know? And I don't know, there's all kinds of rules and regulations. You can't buy it with your groceries. You have to go to a special cash register. So anyway, you know, it's fun to go to another state, you know, pretty much any of the other 49 states that's not Pennsylvania. You go in and it's like just this massive liquor and beer section, wine. And so we did, that was kind of fun. But, I mean, we're at the beach. We're not doing anything. Tony's like, on Tuesday, she was like, I think I'm just going to go back to the room. Let's just go back to the room and I'm going to take a nap. I'm like, we're at the beach. But what is there to do? There's nothing to do. I mean, you can go into restaurants. We did that. I'll tell you about that at the website. But, there's lots of eating. I mean, it's not, make no mistake about it, you know. But, I mean, there's nothing you can do to fill up an entire day if it's pouring down the rain at the beach. So we go back to the hotel, and she's like, I want to take a nap. So I, like, I'm going to take my notebook down at the, I'm going to try to find maybe like a Starbucks or something, sit in there and maybe some, make some notes on this new West Virginia Surf Report podcast. You know, maybe do a little pre-planning on this deal. So that's what I did. I took off and, I couldn't find a Starbucks. So I ended up in a McDonald's and I go in there and there's a bunch of, there's families in there, people, there's kids shrieking and yelling, you know, running around. And then, so I sit down, I have a, I don't want a coffee because it's too late in the day. I don't want it to interfere with my beer drinking later in the evening. You know what I'm saying? So I get a chocolate shake. I sit down at a table and some old man comes and sits at the table right next to mine, facing me, you know? So we're sitting basically across from each other. And he starts talking to me. I'm like, oh, here we go. So he's like, yeah, he's nice. I mean, I don't want to say anything negative about the guy. But he's just like, he just wants to sit there and talk, you know? And I'm trying to get some work done. So, and he's like, I moved up here. I don't know. He told me the city he's from, the town he's from. He was about 17 years ago, and, you know, a lot of changes. Very diverse, if you know what I mean. Guy's getting into the slightly racist realm, you know? I'm like, yeah. So he's like, he goes, you know, you just got to learn to, basically you just have to learn to go with the flow. So, yeah, that's true. Let's go with the flow. So, he was nice enough. I don't know. I didn't really want to talk to anybody. I was trying to get some work done. So I said, well, I just got a text from my wife. She's up from her nap. I'll catch up to you later. He goes, yeah, nice talking to you. So that was a waste. So I go back and, you know, I don't know what we did. I have no idea. I think we ended up watching like Property Brothers. I mean, this is like ridiculous. We're in Myrtle Beach. It should be, you have these visions in your head of a nonstop party down at the, you know, like a bonfire at the beach, you know, maybe like a fish fry down there. Everybody's like, there's tiki torches, you know, everybody's got a drink in their hand. There's like music, you know, and it's Property Brothers and, you know, a can of beer in your motel room. And I mean, and I do mean motel room and, you know, Yankee Candle, and talking to some, Mr. Diversity, you know, that diversity lover over at McDonald's. So anyway, it wasn't, so we went too early in the year. That's our mistake. So that's mistake number one, which we're going to try to learn from. Mistake number two, this retro motel that we chose. What a joke, you know? I mean, it's nice. I mean, they poured a bunch of money into this place. The thing was built in 1963, and they poured a bunch of money into it, and they brought it back. The outside supposedly looks almost exactly the way it did in 1963, although there's a big hurricane fence around the pool or something, you know, because of all these, you know, they don't want, like, toddlers wandering out and just, you know, plunging into the deep end of the pool. So there's that. That's not authentic. but it's nice. I mean, it's clean. It's nice. It feels safe. The people staying there were normal. However, there were problems. For one thing, it's on the wrong side of Ocean Boulevard. The ocean is on the other side. And you cannot see the ocean from the hotel, or I'm sorry, the motel. You can't see the ocean from the motel because there's a big-ass resort, like a tower, high-rise, between you and the ocean. This place called Landmark Resorts or something. It's like this massive place. It has 17 pools, according to the sign out front. 17 pools. That's insane. Anyway, so that thing blocks your 100% of your view. So you may as well be in St. Louis. I mean, you know, I mean, when you're sitting there, you don't even know you're at the ocean. You can't hear it. You certainly can't see it, you know? So that sucks. That's stupid. We should have never done that. Because one of the things we loved most about it last time is we could sit out on the balcony and watch the ocean, you know. That was fun. You know, have a few adult beverages. That was nice. Even when it was raining, you could do that. That was, you know, relaxing and enjoyable. Couldn't do that there. You know, what are you going to do, sit out in the rain? And, I mean, anyway, so the location's not good, and so that's number one. We thought that would be fine, but we were wrong about that. And the rooms are remodeled. The outside looks like 1963. Inside looks like some kind of fancy pants boutique hotel, you know, where it's like, I mean, it's just so hip and minimalist. I mean, it looks like something out of like Architectural Digest or something. It looks nice. It doesn't look like 1963. So I don't know. I mean, the outside is creating that illusion. They didn't even attempt it on the inside. It's like ultra hip, but not functional. You know what I mean? And so there's like one chair, and it, you know, it's not really very comfortable. And there's a desk, big giant desk. Who needs a desk? What, are you going to go do your taxes at the beach? Why do you need this big ass desk in there? I mean, this is not for business travelers. I mean, this is, you know, it's ludicrous. So there's this big ass desk in there, taking up a huge amount of square footage. There's a plastic chair. It looks like something that come out of like a laundromat, you know, sitting in front of the desk. And the lighting in there is all weird. There's like one mirror. There's no mirror in the bathroom. There's a mirror. The sink is out in the main part of the hotel room. So you're in there brushing your teeth. You know, people. It's not ideal. So there's a mirror over the sink, and the lighting in there is so weird and bizarre. You look like, I look in the thing, I look like Bela Lugosi or something, you know? I look like I'm 80 years old. And, thing's hideous. And, you know, it's just laid out wrong. It's uncomfortable. It's not functional. The bed was nice. The bed was like 5 foot tall. You needed a trampoline to get into, you know? You needed to jump on a trampoline, do a flip into the bed. But, I have no issue with that. But, the way it was laid out, it looks nice, but it was not functional, you know? It wasn't comfortable. So that's bizarre. The location, complete crap. I mean, that's a definite falls into the never again category. Also the bathroom, I almost forgot about that. There's literally no shelves in there. So there's no place to put, like, your shampoo or anything. No place to put your clothes when you're like taking a shower. I mean, you put them on the back of the toilet, you know. And the door is one of those fancy ass barn doors. So basically, it's just a plank of wood that covers the hole where the door, you know. You see, you just roll this plank of wood in front of the door. It doesn't seal off or anything. So there's no privacy. Everything that not only can it be heard? Everything that goes in there, goes on in there. Not only can it be heard, but it's amplified, you know, by the echo of the bathroom. So that barn door, that's bullshit. I don't know who came up with that. I mean, it's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. There's no shelves in there. The lighting makes you look like the Crypt Keeper in there. It's super uncomfortable, you know. It looks cool when you walk in, you're like, ooh, fancy. And then you're like, where do I sit? I don't know. Where do I put this? There's no place to do, you know, and the TV, it only had like streaming channels. It didn't have any like you couldn't watch like CBS. You could watch CBS on demand. You couldn't watch the local news. You couldn't watch the Weather Channel. You couldn't watch. Everything was on demand. That's the only thing. It was like a Roku or something. So that's bullshit too. So anyway, the whole thing's. But the location's the worst part of it, and the uncomfortableness. That's number two. That's a quick number two. So that's not good. So then we had a run of two perfect days where I said I was going back from paradise to hell to paradise. There were a couple of days when the weather was absolute perfection. It's crazy. So that made it a little bit better. We're like, this is not bad, you know. We spent a lot of time down at the beach. We went and had good meals, up on Good Meal. We did some. We looked at some houses. We're thinking about maybe moving down there someday. And so those two days, Wednesday and Thursday, absolute perfection. Just complete perfection. Like, this is great. We're having fun, you know. So then, tragedy struck. Thursday night, I don't know, this whole crew of, I don't know, it looked like a bunch of girls. I didn't see any, I don't know, I guess they were technically adults. They all look like they're like late teens, maybe early 20s. Whole crew of these girls moved in upstairs. Looked like they had like three rooms in a row. And they were raising a ruckus, you know. I mean, they were loud. And you could hear them walking around on the, you know, upstairs. Just in constant motion. I don't understand why people have to be in 100% constant motion. You know? I know there's no chairs in these rooms. Except for that weird potato chip chair. That was shaped like a potato chip. You know, I understand that, but you don't need to be in 100% motion at all times. So you could hear them, like, walking around up there. And, in fact, Thursday night, it got crazy. And I walked outside, and I hit record. I walked outside my room, and I hit record on my phone. And I'd like to play a little bit of that for you right now. That wasn't even the worst of it. That's during a period when it was mildly subdued. Right before I hit record, it was, I don't know, they were chanting. I don't know if they were, like, summoning a demon. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. But, like, everybody was, like, saying something in unison, like it was, maybe a football cheer type thing. I don't know what the hell's going on. So things had turned hellish. And the next day, Friday, it was supposed to rain again. I'm like, oh my God. So Tony couldn't sleep. She's like super sensitive. I could probably sleep during the Normandy invasion. She can't. If somebody farts in a kitchen two doors down the street, she'll sit bolt upright in bed and say, what was that? You know? I can't, I'm not that way, but she is, so she couldn't. I mean, those people are upstairs, like, walking and walking and walking. I don't know if they're trying to get their steps in. I don't know what the hell's going on. There's all kinds of yelling outside, so, and it's supposed to rain again the next day. I'm like, I said, why don't we just, like, call the rental car company? You know, screw this. You know, let's just call the rental car company and say, can we turn this thing in Scranton? I said, let's just drive home. Screw this. I was getting, like, super disgusted. I mean, we had two good days, but it had not gone very well. And I just, the thought of being in there on a Friday night with this crew, you know, this rambunctious crew upstairs, I know it was going to be terrible. So she was like, Tony's like, are you crazy? I mean, we paid for these airline tickets. I said, yeah, do you want to be here till Saturday evening? That's when the flight left, Saturday evening. I said, you want to be here till Saturday evening? You know, in the rain. It's going to rain every minute of the rest of the trip. And I said, remember, we don't even have toilet paper. Oh, I forgot to mention that. Like, when we moved in, when we checked in, there was toilet paper there, like one roll on the spindle or whatever, and then it was gone. I mean they never replenished it, you know. So Tony's like, I'm just gonna go buy. I said, why don't you go down to the office and ask for it? She goes, screw it, I'm gonna go buy some. So she went to Walmart and bought a 4-pack of toilet paper for 68 cents. I said, I said, we're going to get splinters off that, you know, 68 cents for four, you know. So they didn't even replenish the toilet paper. They make the bed every third day. Have you ever heard of this? I've never heard of such a thing. They make the bed every third day. So we had to make your own bed. You had to go buy your own toilet paper. It's very unusual to me. So anyway, I said, do you want to stay here? I said, I'm done, man. I said, let's just get in the car, drive home. She was like, you're insane. So the next morning, I get up. She wakes me up early, and she goes, let's do it. Let's go. So believe it or not, we called the rental car company. They said, no, you can't use the same car. I said, we can swap it out. I said, all right, let's go. So they charged us a little fee, swapped it out, got an SUV of some sort, and drove home on Friday. After looking forward to this trip all these months, we just couldn't do it anymore. I mean, it was loud. It was super obnoxious. I was sitting there listening to, like, baseball games. You know, I was listening to the Reds, you know. We're watching, like, House Hunters and Property Brothers. We're sitting outside the Yankee Candle store. This is not what you want. I mean, we did have two good days. We did some research on some houses, made some determinations on that. Had some fantastic meals, so it wasn't a complete... We went to the beach, you know, multiple times. Beautiful sometimes, cold as shit other times. We saw people desperate, you know, just like us. Like, this is our vacation. And they're, like, going out of the ocean. It's, like, 48 degrees, you know, and the wind's blowing, and they're out in the ocean. Like, they're just desperate to be having fun at the beach, you know. It's like, this isn't what we had planned. So we ended up driving home. It took 13 hours with our stops, you know. We stopped at a Chick-fil-A. It was fantastic, I might add. Stopped at a couple of rest areas to get sodas. We had to get some. I had to keep a full-blown, you know, Mountain Dew regimen going. So it took, and it also, it rained, I might add, 100% of the time. From the time we left Myrtle Beach to the time we got home, 100% of the time it rained. So that didn't help. And we also ran into fog at some point. So you know, it was quite an ordeal. But we did it. We were home on Friday, so we had an extra day on the weekend before we have to go back to work. And so there you go. I would not say that it was a bust. I certainly would not say that. But mistakes were made, as they say. All right, I'm way over on this one. We're near the end of this thing now, I guess. I got a lot more to talk about, but I'm gonna shut this one down. I hope you enjoyed the inaugural. Episode of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. I'm gonna try to make this one better than the Jeff K show. We'll see how it goes. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you want more, just go over to patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up for a $4 patronage, and you'll get double the episodes instantly. I mean, it's just like a snap of the finger, you know. So do that today. Patreon.com/Jeff K. All right. Speaking of baseball, I'm going to close this thing out with a classic from the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. This is a recording. This is a world exclusive. Most of you, if you're a Surf Report reader, you've heard this before. But my good friend Brad, who I know from when I worked at Peaches Records in Greensboro, he sent this to me years ago. He was he used to work at a newspaper in Greensboro, and his phone extension was one digit off from the sports department, and he used to get all these messages from people who thought they were calling the sports department, you know what I mean? So one day he went in there, and he had this message that I'm getting ready to play you on his phone. Some guy irate about the fact that there are no box scores, no baseball box scores in today's paper. So I think there was some kind of like technical problem, Brad said. So enjoy this. It's a good way to close it out, specifically because it's about, you know, it's the beginning of baseball season, the beginning of the summer season, as they say. And so enjoy this, and I will see you again on Thursday. I might make the Thursday episode available to the whole network, too. So it'll be the first three episodes will be available to the main audience. And then starting with the fourth one, that one's going to go to the normal Patreon, behind the Patreon wall. That sounds kind of scary, by the way. Anyway, so that's the way it's going to be, unless I change my mind. And enjoy this. This is Where Are My Damn Box Scores? I'll see ya. Bye.
I take your paper, and the only damn reason I take it is for the sports. And the baseball season has just started. I get my paper today, it's no damn box scores, and a damn write-up, I need a damn magnifying glass to read the goddamn thing. Are you people so damn tight that you can't put the box scores in the damn sports section and write the damn what goes on in it in big enough letters where some son of a bitch can read it? God damn!
Back when prolapsed anus was pure.